The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to the Kiefer and Curry. I'm Tony Curry. He is Kip Kiefer. You can hear our show at least 5 days a week right here on Tony Curry Radio. Thanks to 100,000 folks who've downloaded that app. And we get 1,000 listeners every single week. You can also watch us on our YouTube channel. Of course, Kip is all over the radio. He's on just about everywhere at some point in time, some 24-hour stretch somewhere on some terrestrial, whether it's internet, whether it's something like that, television. We have the starting lineup. We'll be back again on Saturday morning, 10:30, 11 o'clock, as we get ready for week zero.
It's the first real week of football this week. Zero kind of amounted to nothing, except Hawaii beat Stanford. That was kind of interesting.
It was a little interesting. And that was the turd bowl. I call it the turd bowl, too. Yeah. Horrible
Tony,
team.
Tony, do you realize Hawaii's stadium has been condemned, the Aloha Stadium, and they're playing their games on the track and field area with temporary bleachers? And why do teams like Stanford go fly for 6 hours to go there and lose to Hawaii on a track and field surface? Unbelievable.
And don't you remember, wasn't that long ago when Stanford was actually kind of good? And Hawaii was good too. I mean, these are two teams.
Stanford was an iconic program. I pointed out yesterday on the morning after my show on Jocks on Sundays that people don't forget all the emphasis this year is on Arch Manning, the new quarterback for Texas. People don't realize his namesake, Archie Manning, in 1970, who was seemingly a slam dunk to win the Heisman Trophy, he lost it to Jim Plunkett, the quarterback of Stanford.
Yep.
So sure did. For Stanford to fall in these hard times, and I know this was we're going off on a typical Kiefer tangent.
That's all right. That's okay.
But Stanford flies 6 hours to go to Hawaii. They're back home this week, but then they're, you know, let's not forget Stanford is in, now they're in Palo Alto, California, right on the Pacific Ocean. They're in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Yep. People don't remember that. They'll be flying east like five times the same distance.
They have a brutal schedule. And again, I mean, you're going to Hawaii, right? That's why people love going to the Hawaii.
Yeah, I guess, you're playing on a makeshift, like a little league field. I mean, it's just absurd.
I want to go somewhere where my 59-year-old man is coming out of me. You're in your 50s as well. I see this story. Normally I would just go, whatever, but I want to get your thoughts on it because I feel like we got two old guys. we're 20 where it counts. We're 30 up here. We got it going on. We're maybe 50 in the body, but I don't know if you saw this Fox Sports hairstylist lawsuit that was going on. And if you have not,
I've been out of the loop.
I should probably tell you where this whole thing is, but evidently a hairstylist who has been working, at Fox now for over 10 years, has been, there for a long period of time. Nosheen Ferrara. I'm going to just call it Nosheen Ferrara. That's the best I could possibly do with this name.
Probably close enough.
Has evidently filed a lawsuit against several people at Fox, because she endured misogynistic, racist, and albeit workplace where executives and talent were allowed to physically and verbally abuse workers with impunity.
I'm stunned.
And evidently one of those people that she went after, was Skip Bayless, who I really have no lost love for. When he was on ESPN, I thought he was a blowhard. I get it. I could not understand why Fox wanted to throw that kind of money at him. I understood when he was on with Stephen A. Maybe that's the kind of thing they're looking for. If you're going to be a guy that didn't play ball and you're going to be that big of an idiot, you better be pushing some buttons. You better have something.
Yeah. Good. And that was his role. It's just like Pat McAfee now on ESPN.
Pat McAfee. And don't get me started on Pat. I'm not a Pat McAfee fan, but he's smart enough that he can pull it off. I don't think you need to be dropping F-bombs during noon telecast. I understand it's comedic and I get it. He's a blowhard. And I know there's a lot of people in this country that love that style of humor and love that style of reporting. And I'm totally cool with it. I can't help but think that Nick Saban every week is sitting next to him going, what the hell did I do to deserve this?
Yeah.
But Pat does know enough about football. He did play. He gets great guests. That I have to give him respect. I don't watch the show. My son thinks it's great. He loves the fact that it's in your face. And of course, he just had something recently about a former girl athlete that he had to apologize for.
Oh, yeah.
So and that was in the news. Anyway, Skip Bayless, whatever. Evidently, she alleged that longtime sports talk host Skip Bayless made unwanted sexual advances toward her. She's attempted to have her lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court dismissed, only to have it rebuffed by the court. And basically, the request is indicating that the parties have reached a settlement. In addition to Bayless, defendants include Fox Corporation and two additional high-profile former employees at Fox Sports, commentator Joy Taylor, a female, and executive Charlie Dixon. The judge is now rejecting that request for dismissal because they're saying, just because you've made us go through this hellish situation of having to do all kinds of different types of things you do in court, dismissals, testimonies, all kinds of different things, we're not going to dismiss this particular case. The lawsuit adds a class action complaint alleging that Fox engaged in unlawful, unfair, and fraudulent business practices by failing to pay minimum wages, reimburse business expenses, and pay severance to other employees as well. For the settlement, for our issue to take place, her lawyers must either refile the lawsuit without the class action complaint or should have the complaint dismissed, period, without any settlement. The judge sits in an advisory, almost a fiduciary relationship with those who stand to benefit from the class action. If the case was settled to the single plaintiff, the judge might say, hold on, what's the deal with the class action? Blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to get to this. My point is so much more shallow than what I've just tried to explain to you.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show that in the workplace, when there's men and women, we're going to have misogynistic sexual things that happen that back in my day were things that would have never even found a courtroom. I understand it. And listen, I came from a radio land where we had a Christmas party one year where the women had to Xerox their breasts in order to get into the Christmas party. That was their ticket. They had to press their breast up against the Xerox machine and then hand the picture over to someone at the front door in order to get in. This was the company Christmas party when I was in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying that some people should be subjected to that. What I'm saying is we live in a totally different time than we did 20, 30, that's 40, 50 years.
You can say that again and again.
And I'm not saying that there shouldn't have been some legal proclivity to that. I'm not saying that most women did it. If they didn't, they didn't want to be around that type of humor anyway. I'm going to go back to my Blazing Saddles day where some people are just like, oh, they just don't get it. And I'm just saying that a lot of people put themselves in a position. And a lot of people say, I shouldn't have to put myself in a position. I get that. I don't know how I feel about this, because part of me is like, would you stop already? I mean, this was a hairdresser. Hairdressers hear everything. Here's the deal. I go to a hairdresser. She asked me lots of questions. She knows more about what's going on in this city than any other person I know, because she asks a lot of questions. They always say, if you want to know the latest gossip, go to your hairdresser, right? Mm-hmm. The thing about hairdressers is this. I can have a conversation on a phone, or I can have a conversation with another person sitting next to me and say it as loud as I want, thinking I'm not having a conversation with my hairdresser. She's overhearing my conversation because we're in such close contact with each other. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I have that experience myself all the time.
So if I've said something that has made my hairdresser upset, but I'm not talking to her.
Yeah.
She could easily say, Tony, I really don't appreciate your type of language.
I'm uncomfortable.
I don't really. It's almost like, you know, if I'm dropping F-bombs.
Not directed at her. And I think you're making an important point here.
Exactly.
If I'm not a Skip Bayless fan. I think he just tries to be outrageous. No. He's a typical writer who got into broadcasting. Yeah. I mean, some guys have done it right, like Paul Feinbaum, where, you know, Paul doesn't make himself the story. Paul lets all the maniacs around him. Mm-hmm. But Paul made that transition because he realized that was his key to success. Skip Bayless thinks that he has to be outrageous and McAfee-like to create the story himself. Those guys make themselves the central part of the theme. And, frankly, I don't care what Skip Bayless thinks.
No, I don't either.
I guess my point was, you're making an important point because you get a lot of these lawsuits and ESPN, I can't believe I forgot the guy's name, a major executive, you know, boy wonder in his 30s at ESPN who had been successful in all kinds of things. ESPN had him up to almost a vice president level where he was making all the decisions for ESPN programming. They had a hell of a lawsuit with numerous litigants about 5 years ago and took him down and out. He's not been back in the business. Because these were on-air girls that he was in charge of, and he was basically bringing them up to his hotel suite and saying, hey, if you want me to get you some better assignments, you know, you need to have about a little something-something from you. Now, that's direct, but like you're saying, if you just overhear crude language or around, you see all kinds of lawsuits being filed in that area now, too, which that's kind of where the line is a little muddy. I think that's a good area to explore here. Yeah. If it's offensive, is that really a something that violates somebody's civil rights?
Farage accused Bayless, 73, of offering $1.5 million to have sex with him.
Oh, well, that's pretty direct.
He worked at Fox Sports from 2016 to 2024 when his show Undisputed was canceled after a dip in ratings coincided with the departure of his co-host, of course, Shannon Sharpe. Everyone knows Shannon Sharpe.
He's also in legal trouble.
In a separate case, Sharpe in July reached a multi-million dollar settlement with a woman who accused the Hall of Fame tight end of sexual assault and battery. Wow. He was fired, of course, as the commentator on ESPN's First Take after settlement was completed. What we're seeing a pattern here. And I don't have any doubt in my mind. I don't know if he offered a $1.5 million. That seems like quite a bit. I don't have any doubt in my mind, that there were some things said. I've been around enough guys with testosterone. I mean, if the headlines are receding, they got testosterone. I've seen enough times where guys are in positions where they've had women thrown at them their entire life. They are in a situation in their entire life where there's entitlement. They've never gotten a no in their face. And all of a sudden they start getting it and they don't know what to do with it. I said about Cuba Gooding Jr., who is also has lawsuits been going on for years about him just walking into bars and just grabbing women's breasts.
Yeah.
And several women, people have filed lawsuits against him. Think about the hundreds of women who have probably had their breasts rubbed that have not filed a lawsuit against him. And you're thinking to yourself, dude, you're Cuba Gooding Jr. You're a really attractive, good looking, great actor. If you want it that bad from anybody, you could probably just go pay for it. Go get a hooker, go get something. And maybe that's what Skip Bayless is doing.
Yeah.
$1.5 million. I don't know.
It's amazing, Tony. He's known for his probably most popular line of any movie they've ever been in was "Show me the money."
Exactly.
And Jerry Maguire, and he by grabbing women in intimate areas and bars, he's showing them the money, all right.
Yeah, and so if you've listened to the first 12 or 13 minutes of this, you're like, where are you going with this? What's your point? I'm not trying to incite Good Boys Club. I'm not trying to recite that women are wrong for even trying. I am saying that I do believe that if you're going to go through with a lawsuit like this and all of a sudden there's a financial settlement to end it, that doesn't make sense to me. If you are traumatized by the misogynistic ideas of being around this crap, and listen, I'm all about it, man. There's nothing more uncomfortable about being around a misogynistic total asshole who says things to women, calls them the C word, calls them the B word, and just uses it as a secondary. And if they don't like it, they can fucking leave. I'm going to fire their ass. I see it and I know it. It's disgusting. It is disgusting. But I also see a lot of women, and I know people hate this. People hate when I say this, but they had it coming. They hate this. I see a lot of women playing that card where they know exactly what buttons to push to get a guy to say the wrong things to them so they can sue their ass and take him to the
camp.
And I've seen it over and over and over again. We had a woman up at work where I used to work that slept with every dude up there with the exception of me. And somehow she never got me.
You should have sued her.
Right? She didn't sleep with me. What the hell's wrong with me? And she sued every guy. And I would tell guys when they would come in to start working for us, as they were salesmen. She was a salesperson. Watch out for this woman. I'm telling you, she is the Black Widow. She will take you down. She got more guys fired from our radio station. Good guys, guys that were just, you know, that would put it out there. And she would lure them in. She would, sometimes she'd sleep with them, sometimes she didn't, but there was always going to be a lawsuit. And of course, the minute we were going to try to sue them, and I will say this, and I won't say anymore. Her name was actually a body part of a woman, which was really strange. Her last name was Leg. She was fantastic at luring these guys in and then just cutting their heads off and spite them. And the next thing you know, they're out of a job. She's suing the company. The company couldn't fire her because every time the company tried to fire her,
you're
did a good job. Yeah, they couldn't do it anywhere. It's just, I would just say this to guys. If we're in a good old boy club, just read the room. You know, there's certain women, you know, not to be fresh with. There's some women, you know, you can tell jokes to, and there's some you're not. I thank the Lord that I'm not in that corporate world anymore where I have to worry about, because I've seen people change. I've seen women that I used to be able to drink, jungle juice out of a bathtub in a Xerox machine, you know, 10 years ago. And now they're totally different. They're like that. They would never stand for something like that. I respect that. I mean, because we, at one point we were 25, now we're 59. We don't act like idiots like that. I think there's a time and a place, believe it or not, for a lot of those things. And I'm glad I lived through it because it was a hell of a good time. I used to have helicopters landing in my backyard, drinking jungle juice and Xerox and breasts. It was fun. I have those stories in my brain. Thank goodness I was never sued for it. But we live in a different corporate time now where you just can't do those things anymore. Now, the fact that this woman laid this out for 10 years before she finally filed for something, I don't know what would finally break, but I've never been in a situation where I've been abused for a long period of time. A lot of people say, why'd you stay in that relationship if you're abused for 10 years? Yeah. I know there's some psychiatric and some psychology that goes along with that.
Definitely.
Why people don't do that. And I'm not going to pretend I know what that is. But I certainly will take that with respect. But I don't know. I'm just tired. It's like, can't we just get along? I mean, it's like, and here's the deal. It's always sports. You understand that? It's always sports. And what happens in sports? We feel entitled. We have a lot of juice running. We have a lot of steroids. We're filled with muscle. There's a lot of estrogen, testosterone, it's like you can see NFL guys, beating the hell out of their girlfriends. It's like, what are we doing here? It's like, I don't know if it's just mainly sports, but I would bet more so in sports than any hell for a while, man. Roger Goodell, he was in his office every day dealing with some type of sports situation, domestic. And now we haven't had anything in quite some time. Thank goodness. But if whether it's Deshaun Watson trying to get another butt, glute rub or something, it's like, gosh, can we just please put this aside and do our work? And maybe it has something to do with the fact that we've invited a bunch of people into the sports world that weren't sports people. But I say that, and then there's Shannon Sharpe paying some woman off in July. So who knows?
Well, I mean, Tony, there was a story, and I can think of a couple. First of all, you don't even have to have true circumstances for this to happen. Look what happened to the Duke lacrosse team a few years ago. Yeah. They had hired a couple of strippers to entertain at a party. One of them cooks up a story that four Duke lacrosse players, and these are kids from, and not to say that they would be exempt from this, but these are some of the most intelligent young men from the best backgrounds possible. And they're smart enough to know that if they're going to drag some entertainer into a room and sexually, gang rape her, let's just call it what they were accused of. She cooked up this whole story, and everybody on the left immediately condemned those poor kids, were trying to ruin the rest of their lives. It turned out to all be a complete lie.
And it did ruin their lives. It did ruin their lives.
Yeah, because, they're still marked by that.
Yep.
And the most recent one, and I know about this because I cover the Southeastern Conference so extensively, a young man transferred from Miami to Georgia last year as a wide receiver named Colby Young. And remember that name. Colby Young played in the first three Georgia games last year and performed very well. He was the leading receiver for Miami as a sophomore the year before. Big recruit, transfer portal get for Georgia. Before the Alabama game, the fourth game of the season, which I attended here in Tuscaloosa, Colby Young had heard banging on his dorm room early in the morning and opened the door. And a girl that he had been out with a few months before was demanding to get in and came in to announce to him that she was pregnant and he has not been returning her calls and it's his child and he better do something about it or she was going to cause him all kinds of trouble. Next thing you know, she's calling the police and saying, Colby Young has just, you know, physically assaulted me and grabbed me and shook me violently. And the police arrest Colby Young and charge him with abuse of an unborn child, which is a charge I've never even heard in my life. Mm-hmm. But it comes out, though, a couple weeks later, Colby Young, and it's so ironic, Tony, that I'm at the Longhorn Steakhouse up here in Trustville one night, and my son and I are having a talk about college football, and the guy next to me kind of pokes me and says, hey, I want to introduce myself. You know, my name's Eldrick Young. My nephew, Colby, plays for the University of Georgia. So I got all kinds of insight, and it's come out that he told me exactly the true story. Colby Young, because of how males now have to be conditioned to not be put in this position, because I worried for my sons for years, Tony, and you've got one in that prime age. If you even have what you think is a relationship with a woman and she decides that you have behaved badly, she can ruin your life in one twist, even if it's not true. Colby Young did the smartest thing he could have possibly done. He realized he was all irate and ranting and raving. He went and locked himself in the bathroom. When the police showed up, they had to get him to come out of the bathroom. But they took her statement and arrested him, took him away. He's automatically suspended last year, pending an investigation. What happened to innocent till proven guilty? Colby Young missed the entire season last year. About a month later, when they were starting to put the case together, the DA and all that in Athens, they got her statement again and was very inconsistent with her first report. And she finally came clean and says, he didn't shake me. He didn't abuse me. I recant my, I was so upset. I was desperate because he wouldn't talk to me and he went and locked himself in the bathroom. So it came out, it was all a lie. Yep. But Colby Young still was not reinstated for the entire season. There was still like 5 weeks to go in the year, including the playoff round and the SEC championship game. He was not reinstated till this spring because the authorities had not concluded the entire investigation. Yep. I mean, it just violates everything we have as Americans. Innocent till proven guilty. Now, he has been reinstated for this year. Everybody's saying that, it's like he's so relieved to have a second chance. He's practicing great. He's become a huge leader on the team. He's counseling other guys. But it's just a sad time when you're in your 20s and you're a young man and you're interacting with women and it's getting to this kind of level of sexual contact and relationships. I don't know if I could survive this year, Tony. I'd be scared to death. I'd be scared to walk up and say hello to a woman in a bar because she's going to sue me for sexual harassment.
I know you're saying that, and I know you're saying that with your tongue firmly planted in your cheek. That's the whole popsicle is green argument. I love the popsicle is green. Well, next thing you know, you're going to tell me the popsicle is yellow, and no, it's green, and you're going to sue me over it.
I think it's hard to be a young man now.
It is hard to be a young man.
And they're hard to start with. That's the problem.
But maybe we could do a whole show on this. Maybe this is coming from the way they were raised or their parents. Think about the millions and millions and millions and millions of successful, good-looking male athletes who never have a problem.
Yeah. That's for sure.
I mean, you know why? Because they keep their shit clean. They're good kids. They keep it right. They stay out of bars at 3 o'clock in the morning. Sorry.
Yeah. Nothing good happens at a bar at three o'clock in the morning.
They don't go to a Duke strip party. I mean, listen, I'm not saying you can't have fun. Oh, you can't have fun. You can't go to a strip party. You can't go. I'm not. You do that. But when you're rich and famous, you're held to a different standard and everyone wants a piece of your ass and you're easy calling. If you are a woman who shows up at Kobe Bryant's hotel room with a see-through dress on at 2 o'clock in the morning,
what do you think is going to happen?
It's going to happen. And you know what? And Kobe should have known better. I hate to say that. Well, he should have known better. And that's the one thing that quite frankly dampens his legacy for me. I'm thinking to myself, the dude was guilty. I mean, but he should have known better.
If you have consensual sex and she goes to the police right after she leaves your room and gets a rape kit and all that, I mean, you're going to be accused of rape. It's really a tough thing that now, but like you said, you've got to have better judgment. You have to know in these kind of casual encounter things that you're taking a hell of a big chance.
I know we're visual animals and we're primal and blah, blah, blah. That's why we just have to control it. You know, we always talk about thinking with the right head. You just got to think with the right head. And I know we're talking about 18, 19, 20 year olds who are getting thrown into a situation where people love them and they're good looking and they get girls. I really can't imagine. There was a girl, I remember Jitterbugs. There was a girl at Jitterbugs who came to me one night and told me that she was pregnant with my baby.
Oh, man.
And first of all, I hadn't slept with her, so it was impossible.
Oh, yeah,
but that would have been interesting. Her whole scam was $500 for an abortion. So I walked down, I said, get a load of this, man. And I knew this girl. I get a load of this, man. So-and-so hit me up. He goes, oh, yeah, she does that like once a week. She'll go sleep with the dude. She couldn't even get... She goes down there and once or twice a week, she'd hit somebody for $500. Give me $500. I'm going to get an abortion. You'll never see me again. And they become out of pocket. And that was her scam. And I'm thinking to myself,
oh man.
Yeah. So listen, I'm not saying we're not trying to paint a light here. We're not trying to tell you how to get away with things. Just do the right thing.
On both sides. Male and female. I mean, the dynamic now, It's too bad you've got scammers and you've got guys that can fall for the scams because, you know, let's be honest. There's plenty of guys that are abusive toward women that don't have any regard for women. So this is not a men are great, women are evil show.
And something I was going to get into, and we could get into another show, but this whole priest situation out of a local parish, Our Lady of Sorrow. Yeah. Who evidently was paying a woman $250,000 as an NDA, as a non-disclosure, when she was 17 over the course of years. My first question was, how in the hell did not someone recognize this guy at a strip club? I mean, I'm assuming it was Sammy's, and I mean, Catholics go to strip clubs all the time. I'm like, how in the world did someone not recognize that this dude was a priest? And that these two were in cahoots with each other. First of all, how she danced at the age of 17. And second of all, the only reason she went after his ass is because he wouldn't sign another $100,000 check. He evidently comes from money. That money wasn't coming out of the basket. For gosh sakes, people are like, oh, where's a priest get $250,000? He comes from a family with a lot of money. But again, another situation where if you're doing business with someone who does those types of things for cash, what did you expect? First of all, you're a priest. Okay, that puts it out of the stratosphere. You should never have been in a situation you looked upon and you're held to a much higher standard as you should be. But if you're giving someone $250,000, not tell anybody, you don't think they're going to come back for more of it down the road? Come on. I mean, it's sure. And she's like, well, I'm coming to the table now because I know he counsels, youth and families. He's been doing that for 30 years. The priest for 30 years. Give me a break. He just didn't stroke, you know, the $100,000 check. So, you know, it's just creepy. It's dirty. It's nasty. And all it has sex behind it. And it is what it is. It just, I don't know. I felt like I needed to bring it up because I've been in the situation where I have not been accused with the exception of that Jitterbugs thing.
Yeah,
of anything like that, which quite frankly is amazing because at one point I kind of felt like I was running the roost. I could pretty much do whatever I wanted to do. And I've seen people do stupider things than I'd ever done. But for these young kids, if you listen to this, just think twice. You know, if something seems too good to be true, it normally is. Wow, I've never been with a woman this beautiful. Gee, I wonder why. Maybe it's because you're driving a $300,000 Mercedes and you're a senior in high school. Be careful out there.
That could be it. Yeah. I'm glad we had this show, Tony, because for the first time in my life, I'm glad I have had difficulty giving this away. So maybe
not for long, my friend. I heard
maybe it was a blessing in disguise. Well, yeah, this weekend was a little more active.
I'm glad to hear that you said that the women at your reunion were the ones that really pulled their weight, pun intended. They were the ones that really looked good, where the guys kind of look like dogs.
Yeah, the guys are just kind of subdued and, you know, not a lot to them. And I can't tell you how many guys came to me and goes, so are you retired? I said, are you kidding? Yeah. I've never been busier in my life. I've got so much going on. And these guys, you know, called it a day, you know, right when they like turned 60.
Tell people what I say. I said, I've been retired my entire life.
Yeah.
This is just fun for me, man.
I mean, I have no desire to retire. I want to, you know, I'm building a media empire here. I'm busy.
As you are.
But and a lot of the women, I think, kind of respond to that because, you know, when you shut it down and you don't have a vocation anymore, I mean, what the hell do you do with yourself?
You're boring. Women don't want boring. They want a guy still getting after it, man. And you are.
But it's funny how this is just a general example, but it's amazing how much more attention I generated being about 65 pounds lighter. What a coincidence that was.
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so women are visual
animals too.
You used the word visual before. Mm-hmm. It's a visual thing. It's still, you know, you can. It's still one of the weirdest dynamics, and I make a lot of reference to it in my book on sale, by the way, at Amazon or wherever fine books are sold. Oh, yes. What does George Clooney have that I ain't got? By Kip Kiefer,
exactly.
But I explore a lot of those dynamics and why certain guys that, you know, because I know you've had the experience, you see these knockout women with guys that you're like, what is she doing with him? What is wrong with her brain? She can have this.
He's either got a lot of money or he's winning like a horse is what he's doing.
Yeah. I guess that maybe that's the hidden factor, literally.
Maybe that is.
I tell you, we live in a time, there was a simpler time, Tony. You got to about young adulthood, you met somebody, you married, you had kids. Some of those guys went off the reservation, had affairs, but, you know, it wasn't the big thing. Now it's so complicated. You know, I feel, and I think we're starting to see young men who have been conditioned that, you know, men are evil and you guys are all you have one thing on your mind. I think you saw a big transition. The reason that Donald Trump, I think, got so much of the youth vote in the last election, because a lot of young men who have been kind of emasculated by all of this movement have said, hell with that. I want to be a man. I don't want to be, some pseudo male who's being told what to do by the society. And in droves, you know, the 18 to 25 year old males seem to jump ship and vote for Trump, which was not a guy you would think they would identify with. But I think a lot of the younger generation has had enough of being emasculated.
I think you're right. Whether that's right or wrong, Donald Trump is got a little bit of that Chuck Norris badass in him.
He got sued plenty of times.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, he's dropped the P word with the Bush kid. I mean, he hung out with Epstein.
The whole
Stormy Daniels thing, which, you know, was true. He was, I mean, anyone that wouldn't sleep with her, you're insane.
Well, he never really denied it.
He
just said he was meeting with her about coming on The Apprentice. Yeah. But yeah, that those meetings involved a little contact.
The Apprentice. And then recently I saw something that just came across MSN this week. And that there was a mic that was hot around him that said something to the extent that I never talked to Melania anymore.
Oh, geez.
Maybe that's probably the next story. He's gone so far out and done so many crazy things that would have sunk any other human being. It's just an accolade for him. It's just another thing that you add on to.
Yeah.
Because if you went back and looked back at the 70s, half the stuff he's done, he wouldn't even be running for office. He wouldn't get that far, so good for him.
It makes me think of the Civil War when the first ironclad boat was ever utilized, and people would shoot cannonballs that would just bounce off. The thing the thing just changed the war overnight when the Union developed this iron.
Just ram.
Yeah, Trump is the ironclad of this decade because... they can shoot everything at him. It just bounces right off, and he just keeps churning right along.
All right, we're going to continue to churn along the starting lineup again on Saturday mornings, 10:30, 11 o'clock. It is week one, full slate of college football games. Kai Gregory, our good friend, is going to join us on the show.
That's good. I told him it's been too long since his last appearance because Kai's expertise. We're going to have an imaginary bankroll every week, and we're going to be stepping up, not just saying who we like. We're going to be putting our money where our mouth is. We're going to have a total board every week. Whoever's at the bottom is just going to have to put up with it. And whoever's at the top can relish in the moment. But we're going to have a bunch of new features. I can't wait. And Tony, if anybody's listening to us in the Birmingham area or even within a decent driving distance, on Tuesday night this week on the 26th, we're going to have a kickoff party at Soho Social in Homewood. It's a great bar and restaurant, great happy hour set up 5 to 7. We'll have t-shirts to give away. We'll have free play at the casino, at the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. We're going to have a lot of prizes. And if you ever wanted to be on TV and give your football expertise, we're going to have fan involvement. Cameras will be rolling. Please, if you're listening to us
in Birmingham. Or if someone's looking for you, maybe you don't want to show up.
Well, there you go.
If you see Spy for Rent there, you may want to just leave. I will be there, and it looks like I may be bringing my two kids with me, but I will be there. I would not miss it for the world, so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot. And by the way, just so you know, because I know you've been a lot going on, so when one kind of drops off, the other one picks up. I've been 6 of the last 7 days. I've been a winner.
I've been watching.
I was 4-1 again last night. I've been on fire. I had an absolute dud Sunday, but I'm on fire. I think I'm 35-16 this week. So, and I already posted plays.
Tony Curry in Fuego.
Well, I'm trying to build
great. I was surrounded by all my new groupies, so I just didn't have time to look at baseball.
Posting, baby, because it's about time for me to cool off. I'm going to start jumping on your board.
Sure. All right, that sounds great, but congratulations. I noticed you've been on a roll.
Appreciate you, man. We'll see you this week.
All right, Tony, looking forward to it.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.